Hello, welcome back to Journal Entries and the Beyond Mom Mode series. I've got some exciting news for you before we jump into the episode today. Your chance to feel happier, more energized, supported, decisive, worthy, and even to feel more present and patient and connected to those that you love while pursuing something that lights you up. Guilt-free, more than a mom, is happening now at the lowest cost that you will ever find for the rest of the year and all of 2025, and honestly, probably ever. That's right, my 2025 presale has officially, finally begun. You are going to want to get in on this. This is the first time I have ever done a presale, and I am doing it big. From December 5th through December 13th, you're going to save huge on my two most transformative programs and get tons of goodies and bonuses along with them. The first is private coaching. This is the most intimate space where I've helped clients go from being in anxious cycles, waking up feeling burdened from the day before, to actually feeling calm and like they have time freedom and waking up inspired for the day, like actually enjoying their lives. I've helped moms feel like they were in a midlife crisis with no purpose to feeling connected to themselves, their goals, and to their kids and families again. I've helped them make big career moves and like go up the corporate ladder and also gain the skills to support it, like working through people pleasing so that she felt confident with conflict resolution. And last but definitely not least, I've helped women go through divorce or relationship struggles and guided them to know their worth, feel confident in what they deserve and what they want, and improve their self-talk and their actual communication so that they can make the choices that are best for them. Private coaching is for that woman. It's for the woman who is going through motherhood or parenting struggles, career changes, or relationship challenges. You are going to get a huge discount with this presale. It's the lowest price that you'll ever see me offer, and VIP entry into the Self-Sabotage Detox Spring Group, which is what I'm going to announce next. This, though, private coaching is application-based only. So click the link in the show notes to apply, and then I will reach out to you with more information, pricing, and answer all of your questions. The second presale option for you is the spring round of the Self-Sabotage Detox. This is for women who are ready to get out of their own damn way. It's for women who are well aware that they are procrastinating and they're frustrated by it, or they're overthinking, or they're doing something that is stopping them from experiencing the level of success or patience or presence of happiness that they desire. The experience is a 4-month group coaching program, and we analyze, learn, and journal through the ways that you sabotage yourself in your mind, relationships, career, and parenting. And then you'll actually learn to disrupt that in real time and then create a sustainability plan so that you always know how to get what you want without getting in your own way. Ooh, I love that. But truly, you're going to learn like what the most common ways and all of the ways that you sabotage yourselves are, and then snap your fingers and disrupt it so that you can move on in your life and get what you want. What I love about this is that there's workbooks and tons of resources so that you can learn all about the ways that you sabotage. And there's also weekly coaching calls and daily opportunities so that you can actually catch yourself in real time. We're in the middle of a round of the Self-Sabotage Detox right now. And just last night, the group were messaging each other and they were saying how they were catching their judge, which is one of their saboteurs. And they were helping each other through it and doing the actual disruption for the judge. And it was just an awesome way to be there and watching the community support one another. And then I also provided some advice as well. Anyways, with the pre-sale offer for the Self-Sabotage Detox, you're going to get a huge discount. Not only is this going to be the cheapest ever, but you're going to get an extended payment plan, which makes the monthly payments cheaper. You'll also get immediate access 4 months early to my journaling community, Emotionally Empowered. And lastly, you will get a bonus one-on-one call with me to use at any point during the 4-month group so that you can apply your unique saboteurs to your life and to work through them with me. There are limited spots for both of those things. So if you're interested, click the link in my show notes for more information and to sign up early if you're interested. Okay, let's dive into today's topic. Hello, welcome to day 4. If you hear purring or see cat ears, depending on how you're watching or listening, it's because my cat Leopold has joined me today. So I'd like to welcome Leopold to the show. Okay, but for real, today's topic is all about creating memories with your kids and staying present during them and really tackling the belief that as moms, we are the main memory makers. Like I don't know if anybody else feels this, but even though I'm a single mom and I literally am the one like planning everything, I feel like moms take on that role even if they do have a partner, where they are the ones to be planning all the things. They are in charge of when their kids look back, when they're 20 years old, they think of all of the activities that the mom planned. That's like a big weight to carry during the holiday season. And then the second part of that is asking for help in so many different capacities and the belief of, I'm a burden if I ask for help. I'm a burden if other people offer help and I say yes. And so today we're tackling that, the belief of I need to plan all the things with my kids and basically I can't ask for help or I'm weak if I ask for help or I should be able to do this all on my own. Here's what's actually true. You are inspired to create memories for your kids and to do the things, right? You're inspired to fill your evenings and weekends with plans so that your kids have memories. I get that. Like as a mom, we want that for our kids and we want that for ourselves too. But that's not working for every mom because you're exhausted from doing it. You're going from festival to festival or tracking down all the Santas or doing all of the crazy, naughty Elf on the Shelf stuff. This is my first year doing Elf on the Shelf, and I have committed to not doing anything messy. That is just one more thing I don't need to do. So you're doing all of these things for your kids, not realizing that A, it's exhausting you, and B, your kids just want you. Your kids would be just as happy and have just as quality of a memory doing something less time consuming and, God forbid, staying home, not going out and doing something all of the time, maybe waking up on a Saturday morning and just baking in your kitchen, impromptu even. One weekend, I needed some personal time, and so I got some help. I asked Griffin's sitter if I could drop him off at her house so that I could have the house to myself, and it was amazing. Super proud of myself for doing that. When I went to go pick up Griffin, the sitter had asked what plans we had for later, and I just responded, oh, nothing, just hanging out. She replied, oh, well, that's okay too. With the tone of like she almost felt bad, like there was nothing else to do. And in my head, I thought, duh, it's the best. Like, why? I don't want to be doing anything else later. We don't need to be doing something every second of every day. That sounds horribly exhausting and time consuming and expensive. And like my favorite memories with Griffin is at home. Like, for example, last night I picked him up from daycare. And when we got home, he found, this should have been put away, but I won't shoot on myself. Something that he found was a Halloween decoration. It's like this pumpkin lantern that's plastic. He found it in my bedroom and he turned it on and wanted to pretend like it was a campfire. And so he turned all the lights off in my bedroom, put it in the middle of the floor, ran into the kitchen, grabbed mini marshmallows and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and he brought it into my bedroom to make s'mores. And we quote unquote roasted these marshmallows by literally holding a mini marshmallow to this fake candlelit campfire and then squished it in between two Cinnamon Toast Crunch and then ate it. And then he asked if I wanted another one. And I was like, I'm getting a little full. And he was like, oh, that's okay. It's time to wrap up and we go to bed next. Like he had this whole order of things from when we camp. It was so cute, so fun. It didn't even take that much time, maybe 10 minutes. It's just such a good example that your kids don't require a lot from you. They have their own creative ideas. A lot of times they just need us to be there. And that's what it is that I want to share with you on what to do. It's to learn to be fully present, creating quality memories with your kids and for yourself without sacrificing your personal growth all comes down to a couple things. Like this, this is the tangible tips. The first is pencil in the time for you. That way you have it on your calendar. You know that you are going to do the things for you on certain times. And then the other times you can show up fully for your family, even if it's doing dishes or playing campfire on your bedroom floor, you won't constantly be thinking in the back of your mind, I have nothing for me, and you won't be filled with resentment. Another thing that I work on a lot with my clients is that autopilot mode, getting off of that during these times so that you can stay present. But penciling in that time makes a huge difference. Then when you're focusing on that family time, design that time intentionally so that it fills everyone's cup, so that it's not too open-ended. I find that for me, if it's like we can do anything and everything, then it's a little bit overwhelming. And if my son isn't giving me direction, then it's like nothing gets done and there becomes some meltdowns and there needs some direction. So I do like to have a list in my phone of just like, we could go outside and play. We could paint. Griffin really likes painting right now and doing crafty stuff. So know what it is that your kids like what do they actually enjoy doing? Of course, kids like all sorts of play, but hone in on your kids. What is it that lights them up? What can they do for a long period of time? I love that Griffin is into painting because he can sit down and do it for longer than a lot of other activities. But also, what do you like and what do you like doing with your family? Know that so that you can do that with your family. You're not always doing what your kids want to do. There are actually four different functions of behavior. There's access, attention, escape, and sensory. And this is essentially kids behaving a certain way to get one of these things, one of these four things. I worked with a client on each one of her three boys and identified what they were each motivated by so that she could incentivize them and plan her family nights the right way so that they were motivated to actually do it and ideally behave well during these times. One was really motivated by attention. So for him, we thought that he could maybe stay up a little bit later as an incentive, but also just like a family movie night might be really nice for him. And all of the family would be there for it, by the way, but this would really fill his cup. The other kid really liked the access to his tablet, but we thought that he could have access to a new toy. So we came up with ideas of how we could incorporate this into a family time or also just an incentive for better behavior. The second thing to do in order to be fully present and create these memories for you and your kids is to be aware of the sneaky self-sabotage of the all or nothing thinking. You can tell that sabotage has come up now, I think, every single day. And that is on purpose. We don't realize how much sabotage impacts us on a day-to-day basis and how it impacts not just our career. I used to think that I only sabotaged like in business in my career, but we sabotage ourselves by not being present. And we sabotage ourselves by not doing the things that we want to do for ourselves as moms, as women. There are so many ways that we self-sabotage, but one way is this all or nothing thinking. Some examples of this is I wanted to go to a networking event, but it was really hard for me to get somebody to watch Griffin because the specific events that I was looking at were about an hour away and it was in the evening time as well. So that's 2 hours just of a commute. And then the actual event was 3.5 hours. I finally realized that I didn't have to stay the full time, and there were some events that were slightly closer than an hour, and so I just made it happen, and I asked for help, I got the coverage, and I went to the networking event, but I was like, I either can't go at all, so don't ever go, or I have to go for the whole entire time, so I found a happy medium. I know of some families that bake tons of Christmas cookies, like literally 10 different kinds. if they can't get together that year to bake and do all 10 different kinds, they literally won't do any at all. That might be a silly idea of the all or nothing mindset, but it's so true. And then you sabotage yourself because then your kids don't get that experience. You don't get that experience. Another common example is if you can't work out for 5 days a week, you might as well skip the day. Or if you cheated on your meal plan during the day, you may as well have ice cream at night too. So just reflect and think of how has the all or nothing mindset shown up for you. Think about it on the grand scheme, but also your day to day. Like there may have been something even today or yesterday or this week where you didn't do something because in your head you had this expectation that it had to be done in a certain way. But if you thought about it, you could do it a little bit differently and it would still fulfill you or create that memory or provide some sort of joy for you. And moving into help, because a lot of times what would help that all or nothing mindset is asking for and then receiving assistance from other people. I could do a whole day workshop on asking for and receiving help. In fact, I did do a workshop in March of last year on, I mean, it was about so many things. We were journaling through really big emotions. And at the end, I added in help. And I had asked the women, like, what are some things in your life that you could use some help with? And they immediately were able to list off some things. And then I asked them, okay, now if people came into your life and said, yes, I can help you with this, or let me help you with this, let me help you with that, they took these things off your plate, how likely are you to accept it? How easy would it be for you to actually let these people help you out? And that was when the room like clammed up and they like didn't know what to say. And that was where the emotions were like really hanging on there. But anyways, I wanted to provide two perspectives for you that is really going to shift things for you. The first is that as moms, especially, we feel like we have to do it all because we think that other moms are doing it all and we think that we should do it all. Somebody just told me a couple of weeks ago that she feels weak if she isn't able to do it all. And so there's all these expectations on ourselves, but also we feel really good when we do it all. When we get it all done, when we cross off our to-do lists, we feel accomplished. And sometimes we even post about it on social media. We even post about how much we did or maybe brag to our partners about how much we did at the end of the day. And I think it's because we crave validation and recognition for all that we do, which is a very valid and normal thing. However, when it's taking away from your energy and your light and even your relationships and the type of mom that you want to be, we really need to take a look at that. So here is the perspective shift that I had when I was journaling. What I was journaling about was when I asked for help, and I kind of spiraled. What I ended up writing about was how when other people were asking me for help, I would automatically just say yes. And I used to feel resentment when I said yes and I wanted to say no, but I was getting so much better about saying no and it felt so good. And I just had this aha moment when I was journaling that when I ask other people for help, they can also say no. They can also have a boundary. It was like I gave them the right to choose again. Whereas before, I just kind of assumed that they would say yes. And now I'm letting them choose for themselves. And I even respect it more when somebody tells me no. If they do tell me yes, I tell myself they could have told me no. The fact that they said yes means that they have the capacity. It means that I am not a burden. And it literally takes any icky feeling around asking for or receiving help away. And it feels amazing. It feels so light and free. Another thing to consider is that people want to help you and people feel good when they get to help you. Think about yourself. When somebody asks you for help and you actually want to help and you do that thing that they asked you for, don't you feel good being that person for somebody? When you don't ask for help, you're taking that away from somebody. So by asking, you are giving them the gift of feeling good, of feeling needed. The avoider saboteur in me, which is my top two, was making me avoid asking for help, avoid going to events, and procrastinate on things I knew would be good for me, all because I wanted to avoid potential conflict or avoid something that felt bigger than me, whether that be a conflict or somebody else's emotions or something in my business or a new opportunity. The ways that I've overcome this is by doing one small thing. And by doing that, it has helped me take action, which feels good, and I want to keep doing more of it. So I've hired a sitter. I've planned in advance for events that I want to go to, and I take into consideration coverage for Griffin. I had got a business coach for myself, which has helped me so much in terms of going after my goals in a way that feels calm and planned out, not so hustle and rushed and like literally filled with anxiety, like a pit in my stomach. I have joined a community of women that also help with prioritizing myself. And it just feels good to like have that space for me where I'm not always talking about mom stuff. So let's get to your homework for today. The one question is, how would it feel if you had less on your plate? I want you to truly think about that. If you had less to do and you were more present with your kids, if you had a little campfire in your bedroom, how would that feel? And also, what areas would you like help in the most? Where if it was off of your plate, if you didn't have to do this thing or that thing, you feel like you could be more present. You'd have that space in your day to create those memories for yourself and with your family. Also, I'm feeling so good from this series and just so excited about it that I want to add in one more special pre-sale offer, and it's a free coaching call to anyone who fills out the saboteur assessment. I know I've been talking so much about sabotage, and it truly plays into everything that every action that we take. And so I know a couple of you have already messaged me on Instagram about this. So if you've taken the assessment or if you want to take it now, I'll include the link in the show notes for both the homework and this assessment and the bonus for the $500 credit. But you can jump on a call with me for free and we will go over your top saboteurs and even start working through them together. So super excited. I love this stuff. This one call is valued at $300, but it's free just because you're literally listening to this podcast. So thank you for tuning in. To sign up for one of these calls, you can click on the pre-sale landing page in the show notes. That's where you'll find all of the information about this free saboteur call, the self-sabotage detox, as well as private coaching. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will see you tomorrow for the very last day of the Beyond Mom Mode series. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.